Welcome back to In Depth. That is the PSA program here on all Lotus radio stations. I'm still your host, Ian Sorensen. Back in the studio is Matthew Vaughn from Catholic Charities of Northern Nevada. How you doing, bud?
Doing great. Just keeping
busy.
The full swing of holiday season, of course. We've got lots going on, and we're really excited.
Operation Stocking Stuffer is the name of the game.
Yes, it's a week away. It's happening on Sunday, December 17th, and it'll be in the St. Vincent's Dining Room from noon to 3, and we've got over 800 kids signed up for this year's event, which is 300 more than last year.
Wow, really? That was the goal, wasn't it? 800? Or is there ever a specific goal, actually?
We always try to go big every year and try and top the previous year, especially because we've started to distribute stockings and gifts to kids in rural parts of Nevada as well.
Right.
Since we do a lot of food distribution and a lot of outreach with our social workers in rural parts of Nevada, we want to make sure that those families are taken care of as well. So we do have partners across the state that are hopeful that we'll get some stockings as well. So even though we have 800 kids sign up for the event, we're hopeful that we'll get over 1,000 stockings in.
Wonderful. So we can even have it in excess.
Yes, we'll take excess because there's a lot of needy kids out there that could use a little holiday cheer this year.
And honestly, every little bit helps. I mean, if I had nothing going on, if I was a kid and I didn't have any expectation of anything and a stocking showed up with just a bunch of little gifts, I would be over the moon.
You know, that's the thing is these are kids who normally go without. A lot of them are living in low-income housing. Some of them even living in the shelters downtown. So these are kids who are not used to getting Christmas presents. You know, a lot of times their families are struggling just to put food on the table. And so when it comes time to pay the bills or put food on the table versus putting Christmas presents under the tree, you know, that's a tough choice that a lot of families have to make. And so if we can take that burden off of these families, we're happy to do it. And so if there's people out there that want to give back and want to help these kids in need, it's really simple. You just take a stocking, fill it with some small toys and goodies. Hygiene items are always good, too, because we know a lot of these kids aren't necessarily getting into the dentist all the time. So,
right.
You know, throwing a toothbrush in there, you know, along with the candy to balance it out is always good.
That's a smart idea.
But, you know, small toys always work, you know, figures, puzzles, stuffed animals, Legos, Hot Wheels, you name it. But it really doesn't cost a lot. I mean, $20 to $25 usually is enough to fill a stocking and just label it for whether it's for a boy or a girl. And we have them for kids as small as infants all the way up to age 17. So, you know, there's a lot of people that, you know, they think of younger kids around the holidays, but there's a lot of teenagers, too, that really, you know, go without, too, and could use, you know, some Christmas cheer and some gifts this holiday season.
Definitely. So you're a little low, or at least lower than you expected.
Yeah.
At this moment in time.
We're probably over the 400 threshold at this point. So we've got a few hundred more we need to really get in there before our event. So people have until December 15th, Friday, which is 2 days before the event, to bring down their stockings. And that way it gives us about a day to organize them before the event. And so they can take them to any of our St. Vincent's thrift stores or any of our donation centers around town. And if people want to find out where they're at, they just go to our website, CatholicCharitiesNorthernNevada.org, and you can find all of our donation drop-off locations on our website.
Beautiful. So, talking about it a little bit, just speculating about why it might be a little bit low donation-wise, and admittedly, there's a lot of stuff going on. There's massive wildfires in California. The wildfires have been happening all over, pretty much, and I think a lot of people are just, they've given a lot. It's been an interesting
year in that sense, that there's been a lot of natural disasters and just terrible things that have happened, of course, across the country. And even here locally, we had a lot of flooding this past year. And last winter, we saw a lot of communities really hit hard by that. And so as a result, people have been giving to all these causes and trying to help these families in need. And it's great because we want to see that. We want to see people that are struggling getting support from their communities, even as far away as California. But, you know, we got to always also keep our minds on local here and these kids who, again, normally go without during the holidays. And if you've got just an extra spare $20 laying around, you can really put that towards making this holiday a little brighter for a kid in need here in the community.
Definitely. And that's in the grand scheme of things, $20 is just a drop in the bucket. Like, it's not that much.
Right. If you think about it. And of course, we understand that there's a lot of other holiday events going on this time of year and people want to give to those as well. So, you know, we definitely are all about spreading it around and making sure that those other organizations get help as well. But, you know, we're really hopeful that in this last week here that we'll get this last minute push and get a few more stockings to make sure that we are able to give a stocking to all the kids we're serving this holiday season.
Good. So you have multiple drop-off locations. Is there like a main one, your main hub that people could probably easily drop stuff off?
500 East 4th Street is our our main location downtown. That's where our offices are, as well as our St. Vincent's thrift store. We have a loading dock there where people can bring up their stockings. Very accessible, easy to get to right downtown. But of course, if you don't live anywhere near downtown, we've got donation centers all over the area, all the way out up at Disc Drive and Sparks, all the way down to South Reno. So there really is a donation center in most parts of town. So we want to make it easy for people if they don't want to drive all the way downtown. There's usually one that's just a few miles from you.
Okay, there we go. Any other drives or events in the new year that we can look forward to from you guys?
Well, of course, this is always the time of year that we're seeking warm clothing items. A lot of the people we serve who are homeless don't have a roof over their heads. They need something to keep them warm during the winter months. So if you have the ability to bring down some coats or gloves, socks, hats, any of those things, any warm clothing items, we would love to have those, gently used or new.
Okay.
We will be distributing them over the next couple months. We have We have Project Homeless Connect coming up in January, where we try to give a lot of those warm clothing items to the people that come through that event, because we'll have more than 1,000 people who are homeless, men, women, children, that will come to that event in December, or in January.
And what specific date? For that
January 30th, it's going to be at the Reno Event Center.
Okay.
And this is an ongoing tradition. We essentially get as many different service providers and social service organizations together under one roof and allow them to engage with people in the community that are struggling, could use some assistance, and really just educating these people about the services that are out there in our community that they can take advantage of to try and improve their situation.
Okay, well then we're going to have you back and maybe some other members of those other organizations back to talk about that Project Homeless Connect in the next month.
That'd be great. This is an event that continues to grow year after year, and we really want to just raise awareness in the community about the homeless population here in town and finding ways to get them off the streets and really end poverty, end homelessness here in our community. It's a, you know, it's a bold idea and a bold goal, but you know what? I think if we work together as a community, it's something that is definitely a possibility.
Yeah, well, go big or go home, I think.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, you got to reach for the stars and really just put it out there that, you know, we want to help these people, not just by giving them a handout, but really giving them a hand up in the sense that we're trying to move them from poverty to sustainability. We want to offer that long-term support and provide assistance to people to where they no longer need our help and that they're back on their feet and doing well. That's what we want to see.
Yeah. That is the goal. Beautiful. All right. So Operation Stocking Stuffer, actual event is the 17th?
Yes, December 17th, which is, again, just a week away.
Yeah.
And so if you've got a little extra money and you're willing to put a stocking together for a child in need, we could really use your support as we kind of give this last minute push and try and get a few more stockings in there. We're a few hundred away from our goal, and so we could really use that rally of support from the community at this time.
All right. Take his advice, people. This is a very good idea, and I think it'll brighten things up for the holidays.
It really will. I think there's just a lot of kids out there who could really use some Christmas cheer, and getting that stocking filled with toys and seeing the smiles on their faces is just priceless. It is one of our favorite events that we put on every year. To be able to see these kids walk away happy, you know, with presents that they normally wouldn't have is just incredible. And it's a day for the families to come together and spend some time together to enjoy the holidays as well. And so we really want to encourage people to support this event. And if they need more information, again, CatholicCharitiesNorthernNevada.org. We've got a page on there for Operation Stocking Stuffer with all the info they need.
There we go. Thank you, Matthew Vaughn.
Thanks for having me on, Ian.